Prop Spot Does WWE, episode 43, which you're either hearing via the magic of iTunes or the Proper Spot website, or we are on the stream right now, I don't know. But you're hearing us, it's me, Richard Shroyd, Tom McGuire over there.
Oh, yeah.
He does that. You didn't know, hey-o.
Hey-o.
There you go. That's your, like, thing. we're looking forward to Money in the Bank, because it's this weekend.
Sure is.
It's going to last for 400 hours.
No, it's five. 5 hours. If it lasts longer than 5 hours, I'll buy you a Kit Kat. I still owe you a Kit Kat. I'll buy you two Kit Kats.
I've broken the WWE website. I can't get off. Can't get on the main page.
Ooh, I've got something that we want to talk about later on.
Is it all the women wrestlers dressed in football kits?
No. Yeah. It is Kenny Omega on.
Oh yes,
all over WWE at the moment. But we'll
What's
come on to
going
that.
On?
We'll come on to that. Yeah. How are you, Rich? You all right, mate?
I'm all right. I'm just putting Paige up in an England kit on the thing for our listener,
Richard.
Viewer,
Richard.
30 pictures apparently of all the people,
Richard.
Mainly it's just Lana and Asuka because they're the only people in.
Because
America aren't in, or Canada.
Come on, let's talk wrestling.
Did anything happen on SmackDown and Raw? Well, I don't think it necessarily did.
They were all right, actually. They're improving.
Baron Corbin cut his hair. That's the main news.
I don't know if I'm a fan of it.
No?
I think actually he looked better with it, with the hair.
Yeah, but he looked daft balding with his hair, didn't he? That's the thing.
Yeah, but he brings the darkness, he brings the thunder. I come from hell and I'll cast you under.
Yeah.
I'll make you feel the wrath of my ways. I'll make it real. I'll be your end of days, etc.
Do you have to pay PRS on that?
No, I don't know. No, I'm not. I'm not a big fan of the hair. No. I'm really not at the moment. I think if he grows it maybe a little bit in a short, like when he first joined WWE, might be interesting. But his Constable gimmick's actually interesting, but weird.
Heel GM because Steph's not there.
Yeah. Essentially, that's his job, isn't it?
Yeah. What else happened?
The start of the programme was brilliant. Everyone on a ladder for no reason at all.
Today on Raw, everyone's on ladders.
But it was good.
Now, when you say good, I say odd.
No, I thought it was interesting. Kevin Owens is hilarious.
Yeah, on his ladder.
Yeah. Alexa Bliss proves again she's the best talker in the business. Yeah. And... you know, it made you excited to see the idea of Braun Strowman on a 20-foot ladder.
Like, excited to see people climbing ladders. It's like when before the Royal Rumble, they have a mini Rumble, don't they? Say, do you remember what a Royal Rumble is? Here's what it is. So here they have to. We haven't got Money in the Bank facts yet, though, have we? There have been 700 Money in the Bank.
Oh, by the numbers.
Three people have lost, or whatever.
By the numbers, yeah.
Because Baron Corbin, Damian Sandow, and John Cena are the only people who have lost, aren't they, when they've cashed in? Yeah.
So the percentage is quite high.
Yeah. So it's almost a guarantee you will be the next world or WWE heavyweight champion.
virtually guarantees.
But it's if you're a woman, because they've never lost.
Yeah.
They've always cashed in on one. So that's what's going to happen. I thought it was interesting how all the promotion for Money in the Bank is set around the Women's Championship match, isn't it? The Raw Women's Championship match.
Well, I mean, we'll come on to that, but... Let's go through it kind of chronologically. The stuff at the beginning, like I say, I enjoyed.
This is chronologically in terms of what's been uploaded by WWE first on
YouTube. Yeah, yeah. Although it's quite consistent with how the show went.
Yeah.
Sasha versus Natalya, it was the four-way.
Yeah.
Which was all right.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting. And then Natalya won. And this is just clearly sort of teeing it up that she could be winning on Sunday.
Well, the thing is, usually when people win on the episode before...
They lose. They don't, yeah, they? So, yeah, yeah.
So, like, on SmackDown where Asuka taps out Carmella, that means Carmella will somehow win.
Yeah. This feeds into my theory that Natty won't win, but will cost Ronda.
Now, I think... they already set up how Ronda loses on the program.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll come on to that then. Very shortly. Breezango and Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler need a name. If they added one more guy as well, there could be a crew.
Dolph and Drew? Double D?
Double D. Dolph and Drew, the crew?
Yeah.
The crew? Just call them the crew. I don't know.
Yeah, but you've already got a club.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, this did nothing, but, you know, both of them, they're pretty cool.
Time, yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Are we all sick of YouTube plugging that Jack Whitehall thing? Every single time you click on a video. No. Watch Jack Whitehall's thing. No.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
No, thank you.
Following that, Roman Reigns versus Samil Singh.
Da-da. Na-na. Na-na. When's the other Singh brother coming back?
I don't know. Where is he?
He got injured, didn't he? But where is... Come back, other Singh brother. I can't remember. Samir Singh. Come back, other Singh brother.
Seth Rollins and Elias... Which I'm actually. I'd like to watch with Elias.
Well, Seth is the best in WWE right now,
wrestling wise.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's on fire.
He's up there with.
He's burning it down.
He's up there with AJ.
Yeah, and he's stomped on a guitar.
Which is essentially, I was.
I know Jeff Jarrett.
Elias's gimmick is 2003 rock.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You know, when he's basically on a guitar doing his rock concert, booing Toronto and everything, where he's like, I'll be back. They got some fat ass women in Toronto and all this.
I'd go more like he's like Jeff Jarrett.
Guitars. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Jeff can't come in on this because he's now the AAA mega heavyweight champion of the world.
The thing is, as well, like 2003 rock was fantastic, wasn't it?
He was.
I'm watching these clips and I'm just like, I really, really enjoy this. So my favourite thing that he did was not only where he sang and obviously said the, I'll be back when the Lakers beat the Kings in May, and the crowd really booing him. Ooh. But it's when Stone Cold's like apparently getting arrested and he's like walking out. You hear the Rock strum his guitar Stone Cold stops and then he starts singing Jail House Rock. Going to a party in the county jail. It's really good. And I think
like
Elias
Borat
needs to be more like that. Well, no, I'm trying to put a bit of like country twang on me. I apologise. Okay, carrying on with Raw. The B team.
Yeah.
Well, are you enjoying the B team yet?
Yeah. Don't dislike them.
Why are you dampening on the B team?
I'm not. They've got merch and everything. They're better than...
Hang on, have they?
I was going to say Heath Ledger. He's not in it. He's Slater and Cesaro.
No, but he was a social outcast.
Right, I know.
What's their merch? I ain't seen that yet.
They say B-team on, haven't they? I'm sure they have.
Double check that.
I'm going on Euroshop now. I've not been on for weeks.
They will be on Euroshop. It'll be on American Shop.
Oh, 40% off selectees. Yeah, there they are.
Yeah, but it's not like... they've not got merch. I wouldn't buy it anyway.
I was thinking you can get Happy Lana Day t-shirts. Yeah, whoa. Right, go to the Euroshop now. Go on. Click on it.
No, you could just show me.
It's a B.
Oh, it's just a B.
It's B. B. B stands for best.
Oh, yeah. The marker top. Yeah, yeah.
Lana. Okay. I'm going to get a Happy Lana Day t-shirt.
No.
If only they could misprint. Don't do that. If only they misprint them. And that'd be even funnier.
Richard.
Well, no, but then he could wear that in a different situation.
Richard. Yeah. Stop it.
Stop it. It's funny.
Out of order. Yeah. Bayley versus Ruby Riott. I feel sorry for Bayley.
Well, we've been feeling sorry for Bayley for a long time and nothing's happened.
This time last year I started feeling sorry for Bayley when Alexa Bliss took the title off her because she was too scared to hold a stick.
Stick. Celebrate. It's Rusev Day.
Yeah. But the Riott squad, what are you... are they doing
the Riott squad still.
They're doing all right on Raw, aren't they?
Drawn all over Bayley's face. Yeah. Aww. What is Liv Morgan's tongue gimmick? What's that all about?
Well, the blue tongue.
Yeah. It's like the NWO, but with lipstick. The Riott squad.
I don't know, she just has bubble gum or something. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
I'm not quite sure, because, again, we don't quite know why these people are all friends, do we? It is a bit like Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Why is this blonde lady and this scary...
Because they came up together. Friends? That's literally the only real reason.
I have a reason, but you're right. Yeah. It's a bit odd.
No way, Jose versus Kurt.
No way.
No one
Jose.
Really cares.
No way, Jose.
Still no win for the Hawkins.
Yeah. I mean, it's a boring gimmick, isn't it? Because
what
does he win when he wins? Who's he going to beat? Is he going to beat someone for a title or something to make it meaningful or just pointless? It's like his old tag team partner Zack Ryder won the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania that year and then lost it the day after.
It's like, the Miz.
It's like, why has he won it?
I don't know. But best of luck to Kurt. I mean, when you get Future Endeavoured, I'm sure you'll get some good bookings elsewhere.
I might just keep him around forever just as a jobber. He's sweet, isn't it?
Well, that's what No Way Jose is going to be. Sammy versus Bobby is obviously booked, and this was the best segment they've had so far.
Which is a low watermark.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Definitely. Yeah. But Bobby Lashley, I thought it was cool when he was on the monkey bars and he was like egging the crowd on. That was really cool. So we're doing that military-styled course. Who cares? And then do you want to go to the main event, or do you want to do Ronda and Nia last?
We'll
or do you want to do it the other way?
We'll talk about it now, because we're doing it in chronological order.
So the main posters for Money in the Bank, other than like the three briefcases...
She's conquered the Olympics. They can't say Olympics. Though. She's conquered the games. What games? What games? Sonic? Mario? Resident Evil? What do the kids play these days? Fortnite? She's conquered the games. She conquered the UFC, and then she lost. She's conquered Hollywood, because she wears a dress. And now...
She's in the UFC Hall of Fame, though.
She's going into the Hall of Fame. Can she conquer Nia Jax?
Yes, she can.
Well, yeah, of course she can. Yeah, but that's pretending it's real.
This was a really good segment, though.
Yeah.
Really good segment. And it finished, obviously, with... I wouldn't have had a tap. I would have had a threaten with the armbar. Almost get the armbar in, roll out the ring.
No,
and then you're sold for the weekend.
No, but if they are going to tell the story, it was important. That if the story is going to be the one that it appears they're going to tell, then they had to do the armbar because she then gets pinned.
Yeah, okay. So what's the story they're going to tell on Sunday for you?
Nia Jax holds on for as long as it takes to pin Ronda Rousey because she's in that move. There, you can see it on they've chosen... You do YouTube videos. You choose the thumbnails deliberately, don't you?
Yes.
They've chosen that thumbnail deliberately because, and Nia Jax has mentioned it on Instagram or something, she could pin her like that.
Okay.
If she holds on for 3 seconds,
she
retains her title. I mean, it's a screwy finish, isn't it?
Oh, it's crap. That'd be shite.
But it's the only way they can get out of it.
Yeah.
Because they've booked themselves into a corner again.
And then the main event, which was really good. Enjoyable. And really, what a good spot.
Robbie Keane's favourite wrestler, Finn Balor.
And someone else commented on Finn Balor. I can't remember now. Oh, don't matter.
Wasn't me.
But KO coming off the ladder on the stage, that was a really good spot. I mean, Braun sold it quite well.
But Braun's all right, isn't he?
He's really good. He's the top guy. I've told you this.
Yeah. Why is he not challenging for the title? Oh.
We know why.
It's no problem.
Well, could he challenge at SummerSlam? Oh, no. No, because we're getting Roman Reigns.
Nah.
All right, real quick, through SmackDown. Paige, obviously, hosting apparently a summit.
Yep. I know.
Richard.
You're lucky because
you're never prepared for it.
I just found the picture of Paige in the England shirt.
Paige here.
They ruined all these kits on that WWE thing because they've ripped them to make them look like provocative. I think Paige is looking weller now she's in the general manager's role.
Good stuff. Robbie Keane commented on the Instagram post of Finn's, where he's doing the coup de grace. Yeah. But do you know who else did? Miles Kane, one of my favourite musicians. Miles Kane, who, of course, was in The Last Shadow Puppets with Alex Turner.
Okay.
And he's flipping cool.
I think he's a cool dude.
I've
played him on the radio.
And then Finn stealing the World Cup start with the island post. Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just wearing his island kit.
Ball.
Yeah, saying that. Yeah.
You know, on this WWE photo shoot of the women and the World Cup.
Okay.
They've like run out of women, right, and countries because Lana, right, Russia, even though she's like her accent's weird these days.
Oh, it's very weird.
The Iconics, they're Australian. They're in Asuka, Japan. Yeah. Paige, England, correct. Dasha Fuentes. Who's very rarely on telly. Mexico. She's American. So that was WWE there with their exciting World Cup provocative photo shoot. It's fair to say the Iconics are the best. They were great in this segment because they came out and just took the piss again.
Yeah, that's the job though, isn't it?
Yeah, their dancing was great. We like the Iconics. I'm not going to buy one of their t-shirts though. Because that would look a complete burg. It's not happening.
Debray versus Shelton was all right.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Shelton in a way because he's been brought back and they've done nothing.
No.
They've done nothing with him.
I don't think they are going to do anything with him, are
they?
No.
He's there obviously,
a
veteran.
Hand. Yeah, a good
a veteran,
hand.
And when you need a package, he might be there to help you out.
Yeah.
That's it. But that's kind of sad, isn't it? But he was never really that charismatic, was he?
I think it's... He's in the position he's in. I'm sure he's getting paid well for it.
Yeah.
The Miz wanted to be a ref. That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
And what was the point of Jerry the King Lawler and AJ Styles?
No, but have you noticed...
The King was good.
Yeah, but have you noticed they're doing this where they're putting them to the side of and the crowd in the background?
Like in the old...
The Mean Gene spot.
Yeah.
And Renee was great with Big Cast the other week.
Renee.
Yeah. Why Why Jerry now?
Because they were in Memphis, wasn't he? That's the only reason. But he was good. He was good as Jerry. He was like
mentioned
the old
his
Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah, mentioned his slapping of Andy Kaufman.
Yeah,
of course he did.
She's older than most of his girlfriends.
Yeah. Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Rusev versus Samoa Joe with Miz as the ref.
That was all right, wasn't it? But
really good.
Yeah, but why did they beat Samoa Joe?
Sorry?
Why did they beat Samoa Joe?
I mean, for me, Samoa Joe can take a loss at the moment.
Yeah, but I think it was a bit meh. The way they did it as well. Samoa Joe loses because they're interfering.
Yeah, but was it a nice surprise? Because you thought, actually, Rusev's probably going to lose this.
Well, yeah, nice surprise. I don't think it would have hurt Rusev to lose either.
Fair enough.
I probably would. If Samoa Joe's going to be lined up for AJ next or whatever, and I'm sure AJ's not the world champion after Sunday.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think Nakamura wins. It's been so long, hasn't it?
Okay.
So I think it's, we'll see what happens. Won't we?
And then the 10-woman tag, where every woman, just get them all in the match.
Do all the finishers.
I'm sick of these.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
It's easy booking, isn't it? So, let's have an 8-man tag team match. Yeah. Every week.
And, Oscar clearly, obviously, winning.
Yep.
That's great. Shady finish on Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Right, let's talk news before we go on to the Money in the Bank preview. There isn't much of it, but there is some
news. The fact that Kenny Omega, as you mentioned, is all over the WWE website.
Yeah.
The new New Japan IWGP World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, possibly.
There's rumours
there's rumours that Hulk Hogan, of course, again... The return again, yeah. His return, but once again.
Again, it's going back to the phrase, if it depends on the advertisers. If the advertisers want him, then he's not coming in. Simple as that.
It's been three years enough.
I don't know.
I'm not asking you. I'm just saying it as a... I'm putting it out there.
I genuinely can't answer that question. I honestly don't know if it is or not, because it's not me who's the person offended, is it?
Potentially, this Sunday, we could see James Ellsworth return. That's news. According to PWA Insider.
Does that mean
Insider.
He's going to interfere in the Carmella match?
Not sure. But, of course, he got released in November. Yeah. So we might... I'd hate to see him back personally.
Why?
I don't really fancy him coming back.
He's
because
not going to do anything.
He's not that good of a wrestler.
Well, no,
and
he was pretty good. Is he?
Yeah.
He's just a pawn in the puzzle.
Yeah. NXT TakeOver, we're going to have to preview that as well, but we're going to be without my boy, my favourite, an all-round great guy, Mauro Ranallo.
He's doing the boxing, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. How do I phrase this without sounding like a dick? Okay. I don't mind the fact that he's going to do the boxing, but I'd like it if he could do the NXT. And obviously he can't, now we're getting Vic Joseph. Vic Joseph's all right.
Yeah.
But he's no Mauro, and I've not yet seen Mauro's bipolar documentary. I'd really like to see it, because you see, the trailer had me really interested.
It's one of those things which it's on telly in America, but we can't see it.
Yeah, well, the Andre the Giant documentary is now available to be downloaded, and I've downloaded it, and hopefully I started it 3 days ago with my internet. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Sky. Well, it might have downloaded by the time I finished today on Friday.
Because I'm not with Sky anymore. We don't get Sky Atlantic, so I can't watch it.
Yeah.
But this is the problem, is it? It's like this program's been on in America weeks ago. Can't legally watch it over here. The world's mad.
Yeah. And then finally, of course, we know about CM Punk. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Chick Magnet has been officially into the court now that CM stands for Chick Magnet. I think we do need to talk about Dominion, though.
We do, because
that is in the news. And it was.
Yes.
For all intents and purposes, fantastic. And we finally have a brand new champion.
Yes, I'm looking at Dave Meltzer's star ratings, and there's only one match that's less than 3.25 stars.
So what does that tell you?
And, of course, he's broken his thing this day. Because, obviously, the star rate, which is not invented by Dave Meltzer, it was invented by some other people, Jim Cornette and Norm Dooley. And it went from 1 to 5, obviously. Well, dud to 5 and minus stars as well. But then it went to 6, right, for one of the previous Omega Okada matches. And now it's gone to 7. So they've broken it.
So, I don't understand, and I to this day, you've never really been able to give me a definitive answer. I'm not just saying just you personally, but no one has, really. Why is Dave Meltzer suddenly... Why is Dave Meltzer the standard bearer of what happens in wrestling?
Because
he gets the inside information, because he got the scoop.
Because he's been writing about it for so long, and he's very good at writing.
Okay.
And he's very knowledgeable. That's why. As opposed to some dicks on the internet who've watched wrestling for about 2 years.
Seven stars. And don't get me wrong.
I mean, I'm going to have to go watch them.
I imagine this is well worth it.
Well, it must be.
But it's the fourth of a classic sort of trilogy. And it's one of those things of when you look back in 10 years, you can always go, you know what, I'll watch these. It's not the same as watching the 60-minute Iron Man match between Shawn and Bret for me.
No,
but it's still considered...
I've always thought that was a poor match.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's one of those, it's held in high esteem, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
As is this, I think.
I think the best thing you can compare it to in terms of a series of matches that would be on a level for us and our people would be Flair and Steamboat from 89. And I'm sure they were... I'm going to have to find Dave's star ratings, but... As Meltzer said, you can only rate things based on the situation at the time. So Flair and Steamboat at that time was 5 stars best of what it could be. But of course, they didn't have all the moves we have today.
Or the different
ways of drawing heat we have today. Or the... You know, in certain circumstances, not talking about a card and a mate here, but the shortcuts you can take today. So if you still watch, if you go back and watch those and you think, oh, it's not great, then you're not really thinking about it in the time and context.
No.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about the context.
Dominion seemed like a stacked show. I mean, Young Bucks becoming the tag team champions, not just the junior heavyweight tag. Mm. So that's very well done to the Young Bucks. The boys of Bullet Club, Cody, Hangman, and the villain Mighty Skrull, they got a good win. Takahashi, beating Will Ospreay, who for me, Will Ospreay is possibly the best, one of the best wrestlers in the world. He's just when we saw him live as well, I felt like I was watching something like, you know, like special.
Yeah.
That might sound a bit silly, but anyway,
no.
Jericho shocked me, beating Naito.
Yeah,
winning
is a surprise.
He gets the Intercontinental Championship. I'd like to know what sort of deal he has with New Japan.
Well, maybe it's a long-term one. Match, hasn't he?
Yeah, you'd hope.
Like Brock Lesnar's deal, where we don't know what it is.
And then finally, of course, Kenny Omega. So it's it seems to me a new, certainly a new chapter.
The new standard, and we'll see what happens from here. I'm going to have to subscribe to New Japan World just so I can watch these matches.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read... I'm not going to lie. I got the Tokyo Dome show.
Yeah.
Loved it. It was fantastic. But I don't want to pay how many yen and stuff like that every week. I stopped it. I will go back and watch this. And
it's,
you know,
a shame.
I can't wait.
It's not on British television somewhere. Especially when you think of the fact that they obviously make the programme for access in America.
Yeah.
Because it's already been recorded in English. It'd be easy for a channel to pick it up. Flair and Steamboat, by the way, there's 3 matches in 89. Shytown Rumble, Clash of Champions 6, and Wrestle War 89. So... 3 matches from February to May, all 5 stars. Have you seen them?
No, but I will have to.
I am
concerned. I think there is a person that's here for you. I think it's the legend's here for you.
Why? It shouldn't be.
Anyway.
It shouldn't be because I'm not meeting him here.
Well, someone's at the door. Doesn't matter. Right. Anyway.
You should go back and watch this.
I will.
Our friend, was it Mark? I can't remember, on Twitter a few weeks ago, said I should show you more.
Dan, sorry.
Should show you more
the Hulk
stuff.
AR fan.
Should show you more stuff from
definitely
mid-90s, so mid-80s.
Well, we did watch the reverse cage match. What's it called?
Bunkhouse Stampede.
Oh, it was awful.
Have you ever seen the Ric Flair box set? DVD box set?
I'll bring it in for you. All right. Really quickly, last bit of news before we go on to previewing the Money in the Bank card, which we're going to do. What is going on with the fact that Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks have both been on YouTube for the WWE account? Has Vince been made aware of this? Is he alive? Are we worried?
He can't know, can he?
I imagine he can't.
Also, you've seen who were the biggest donators to the Trump Foundation. No chance. That's
what you got.
I should read Stephanie McMahon's music out again. I don't know what's going on. I know they're having that thing... playing Street Fighter, whatever it is.
Oh, and I don't even like Street Fighter, but it got me interested. I want to watch the stream back.
What number are we on now, Street Fighter? Last time I penetrated, it was 2.
5, I think, maybe. Oh, but the thing is, it's obviously up, up, down, down. The boy, Austin Creed, aka Xavier Woods, loves his Street Fighter, as does Kenny Omega. And then I think that just gave WWE an excuse to get some extra views. The thing is about it as well, it's not actually done that well on their YouTube compared to like the rest of their stuff. It's just boggling me that they've actually done it.
Well, you do... I think people do forget sometimes... A lot of WWE fans don't particularly care about anything that isn't WWE.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, the thing is, right... And
so whereas we're like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, like, people always claim that, like, Twitter and social media is a great barometer.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's not really, is it, actually?
No.
So, interesting. Right, Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. Do you want to talk about NXT or...
The TakeOver.
Yeah, we've got time.
Yeah, let's go through TakeOver then now. Of course, it's another stacked TakeOver.
And when do you want your present?
Well, in fact, we'll do that. After TakeOver, okay? But the TakeOver, it's another stacked TakeOver.
Yeah,
it's got
to
follow one of the best wrestling shows, if not the best wrestling show I've ever seen. Starting with Shayna Baszler versus Nikki Cross. I can't wait. Really? Two of my favourite women in WWE at the moment.
Because they're different. Again, Baszler, I don't think, can really lose, can she? I don't know how she does lose her title.
Someone else. Someone.
Again, it's that kind of... How do you get the belt off her when she's supposed to be a killer? Dakota Kai is not going to beat her.
Okay.
Or Lacey Evans.
Okay, Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream. Sold perfectly. What did we say about Velveteen Dream versus Black? Alistair Black. It was nice because it was a bit of a small story that wasn't needing a title or anything like that. Yeah. Ricochet and Velveteen Dream have got the similar thing here.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Black versus Velveteen Dream, you know, where it was the whole say my name.
Yes.
This is just about two guys who love to essentially show off.
Yeah.
So, Velveteen Dream, who is awesome, and Ricochet, the best high flyer in the world.
Yeah.
Should be great. Gargano versus Ciampa.
This might get 6 stars.
So excited. Yeah. You see, there's Chicago Street
Fight. Well, see, there you go. You see, there's my point made about you can take shortcuts in that because you can use weapons.
Well, they did in the what was it called then? It wasn't a No Holds Barred. It was a... Unsanctioned. It was unsanctioned. Yeah. Alistair Black versus Lars Sullivan. I don't like Lars, personally.
I don't think
Black's a great worker.
He can't lose the title, can he?
No,
again, he's
definitely
too
not.
Early for him.
And then the boys, Undisputed Era.
Well, they're going to win, aren't they?
Yeah. Versus Oney Larkin and Danny Burch. Danny Burch, who's good, but I don't see him winning title.
And again, why should NXT can be better than Money in the Bank the last 2 hours or whatever?
Yeah, and also, what did I say after WrestleMania? I said, WrestleMania is a sports entertainment show, whereas NXT is wrestling. Yeah. Money in the Bank, then.
Yes.
Let's go through it as it is on Wikipedia. And we'll start from 10 up.
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. Daniel Bryan.
Yep. There's not much we need to say about it,
Yep. Seth versus Elias.
I think Seth wins, but again, the problem with Raw at the moment, we said it earlier, there's no other champion at the minute. So if Seth lost, because he's been in such good form, so to speak, he should be challenging for the world title. But he can't challenge for the world title. So he's just... Elias probably needs the belt more than Seth. But...
It'd help Elias's career more right now. I definitely agree with you on that. But Seth is the top-tier champion on Raw.
Mm.
Which is... indicative of where they're going wrong at the moment.
It's an obvious thing to say, but Elias would not be as good an Intercontinental Champion as Seth Rollins, but Seth Rollins would be something better than the Intercontinental Champion.
Imagine Elias got the Intercontinental title and went on a honky-tonk man reign.
Yeah, well, it could happen. It
would be good, though, for him, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley versus Sammy. I'm hoping Sammy wins.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he will, but it'd be interesting.
I think Bobby squashes him. I think it's a 5-minute thing.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we'll do an under and over. I think it'll go just over 5.
No, I'll go and... Well, no, probably will go over 5. But I'm going to go under just to be...
Okay.
Just because I think if you're building up Bobby Lashley as a killer, or whatever you're supposed to build him up as... Then he should be able to squash Sammy's own. He's about 3 stone wets through, isn't he? Here's Bobby Lashley crushing the Canadian.
The Bludgeon Brothers taking on Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. I don't think we're going to see any major shocks here, but I'm glad to see my boys of the club. The good brothers. The good brothers. Oh, by the way, he's now Karl Anderson's turned into now the new double A.
Yeah.
Abs Anderson.
Yeah.
The boy has got himself in shape. He's got a ridiculously hot Asian wife. Yeah, so do check his Instagram.
Hashtag.
Reigns versus Mahal.
Well, this
boring.
Is one, yeah, this one I'm going to go and make some food, I think.
Are you watching it live?
I might do.
If you do, I am as well, so yeah. We can. Like,
well, just because we've got to do the podcast
text.
On Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we've got to do it on Monday, then yeah.
Okay. Carmella versus Oscar. I'm expecting Carmella to win this through shitty means.
Yeah.
Are you agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey. You weren't sold.
No,
I
still think it's going to be rubbish. But I'm siding with Jax to win by, again, screwy methods. Which, again, I don't think... They've booked themselves into a corner.
Yeah. I think Jax wins somehow because of Natalya costing her. And I think it'll be a good match. I actually do.
She got confused because Helen Skelton Mile was on the telly then. She follows you on Twitter.
She does follow me on Twitter. She's a good person. Yeah. Her husband, Richie Myler, really good, actually, as a Leeds Rhinos player at the moment. Just hope he hasn't rolled his ankle.
Well, his head I was worried about.
No,
AJ Styles.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke. I think this is the time to pull the trigger.
Well, yeah, it has to be, isn't it? Because if you don't, there's no point. Because this feud's been going on since WrestleMania.
And then where does Nax go from there? Yeah.
So, yeah.
The men's Money in the Bank. First off, which member of the New Day?
I'm still going with Big E.
Same.
But then again, you're probably better with Kofi Kingston in there, aren't you? Because he can do
more athletic.
Athletic-y stuff.
Yeah. And who's your winner? Tell you what, I'll give you two choices.
Who needs it more? I don't think Bobby Roode wins it, because I don't think there's any point.
Glorious.
Yeah. Might be the Muzz. Or Kevin Owens, I think.
Okay, would you like my guesses?
Go on.
I'm going a face and a heel. Depends on which how they go.
Yeah.
Finn.
Yeah.
Face. I'm going to be balls out of the bath on this one.
Yeah.
It's time.
For?
Rusev.
Rusev. Dun, 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 dun. He would look great with the... Him and Lana can't be Mrs. and Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah, Lana's
she
not
can't win, can she?
Lana's not
she
winning. She can't win. And the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match, who are you going with and why? Again, two picks if you
either want. Natalya, because it sets up the Ronda feud, or Becky. I don't see the point. You know, you've seen that was the great thing about SmackDown when they mentioned Naomi. I won the WrestleMania Battle Royal. I was like, oh, yes, she did, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm going Becky.
Yeah.
But I
straight
could see...
fire Becky Lynch.
Yeah, but I could see Natty turning heel if she does get it, but hey-ho. And that's Money in the Bank.
That's Money in the Bank, and that's almost a podcast. So I was in the charity shop the other day, and I bought...
Okay. We didn't do the presses,
sorry. Yeah, I bought three things. I bought a money box until I got home and realised it was for American dollars.
So 2p equals...
A dollar.
Yeah.
So that's useless now. I got Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the complete 7 seasons on DVD, for £3.
12.5 pence per DVD, you said.
That programme got me through college. I used to watch it in my college bedroom thing. And I bought a DVD for £1, which you can have Tom McGuire. And it's Extreme Championship Wrestling Hard Hits, a selection of matches from the Heatwave series. It's a 15. Are you over 15?
Taz is on the front cover.
Just Incredible versus Jerry Lynn. Jazz versus Jason. That's man versus woman. Taz versus Yoshihiro Tajiri. Tajiri versus Little Guido, Psychosis, and Mikey Whipwreck. And Rhino versus Sandman.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Throw that in the bin.
That's awesome.
I hope the DVD's in it now.
Oh my God. No, seriously. It's not the same.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, what is it?
Right, so it says Heatwave series. That says A Matter of Respect.
Oh, well, see. Oh no! Press the button. See if it's underneath. Is it underneath? No. Oh well, that's even better than anything. Because that was a bit of a crap DVD. So, but which A Matter of Respect do we reckon it'll be? Because I reckon it's going to be 1998.
Oh, that's amazing! Here you go. Here's this thing. Oh, it's not the same thing.
What's it say on it? What year does it say on it?
2002.
No, that's not good. It's either 1998 or 1996. It'll be the 1998 card.
So it's Matter of Respect 98.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, so here's what you get, right? Spike Dudley, the Sandman and Tommy Dreamer versus the Dudley Boys in a Stairway to Hell match. I don't know what that means. Chris Candido and Sabu versus Lance Storm and Rob Van Dam. Bam Bigelow versus Al Snow. Axel Rotten and Bowles Mahoney versus the FBI. The Blue World Order versus the FBI. John Cronus against Danny Doring. Mikey Whipwreck versus Mike Lazansky, who's not got a Wikipedia page. Chris Chetty versus Jamie Dundee. And Just Incredible versus Jerry Lynn in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Very good.
It's probably rubbish.
But we'll see.
But it was not the one in the box, and you've now got a free DVD.
Thanks, everyone. Bye, all.
Bye.